My name is Mike Chambers. Our number tonight is 800-313-9443, as it is every night. If you want to join us, feel free to pick up the phone and dial it. It's a free call. John in Tennessee, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider, sir.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm wonderful.
Great to hear. Two things about Bill Maher, then I'll get on to my point. Number one, he's a mental pygmy. Number two, if I ever meet him, I'm going to kick him in the ass before I give him a concussion, because that's where his brain is.
I'm sure it's heavily padded.
Yeah.
The pins he walks around in, that stops the drool.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah.
On to my point.
Okay.
Each state recently since the Katrina episode has passed it where local, state, and federal agencies can't come and take your guns. Wise up, people. What do you think Blackwater's for? They're going to send them in to try it. Naturally, we're going to blow the living hell out of them, and then that's going to start the shooting war.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, because, I mean, these guys are not bounded by the Constitution.
No, they are not.
They're basically, you know, these are basically guns for hire, and they're allowed to go do whatever they want to do.
They're glorified security guards.
Exactly. Exactly. With guns.
Yeah.
As opposed to walking around with their little baton and a donut.
Well, they'll still have their donuts tucked underneath their body armor, you know, to keep them nice and warm and fresh.
Well, and the thing is, these guys get the best body armor, and our troops are sitting over there with a bunch of crap.
Well, that was the whole thing behind sending them over there. What they did was take all the jobs that soldiers normally do during the war, and they privatized it to get more of our guys on the front lines and get them killed.
Oh, yeah, I know kids that are out of basic training now that are going through an advanced version, I think, of like AIT, getting a little combat training in. Within 3 to 4 months of the time that they've enlisted, they're in combat.
That doesn't
it's
work
that fast. That's
setting you up for slaughter. I've been in the Army.
Oh, I know.
I was in for 13 weeks. And then I went to AIT school.
They're blowing these kids through just as fast as they possibly can and getting them through. And it doesn't matter whether National Guard, Reserves, or regular Army, it's happening. And they're I know of one kid in particular who is about to graduate his AIT on, I think, October 4th. He'll get like a couple of days off, and he's immediately going to Korea for his desert training.
Jesus. They're setting them up as cannon fodder.
Yeah, and the problem is, here's this kid. This kid couldn't find his butt if both hands were tied behind his back.
When I was in, I was watching my back because I almost felt like I was in prison. There was umpteen guys that were in there on the you go to Army or go to jail program.
Right.
And that's what they're recruiting nowadays, and it's gotten even worse.
Yeah.
You know, this is terrible. And then these people are going to be coming back here.
Yeah, this kid in particular I'm talking about is a convicted felon, tried to run over a cop with a car after he'd robbed a McDonald's with a squirt gun.
And you know what? There's your next Joint Chief of Staff right there.
You never can tell. I mean, that's very, very likely. John, I appreciate the call.
Have a
thank
good night.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you too, and thank you for listening. Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, you know, these guys have got to go over. Not only do they have to watch their back from people shooting at them, but they got to watch their backs for the people in their own freaking units. I mean, my gosh. It's insane. All right, we're going to come back with more. If you'd like to join us, please feel free to. Oh, we got this Ron Paul clip with him on the John Gibson show. And plus, an article I'm going to get into, it will curl your stomach. I mean, it really will. It is that sick. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Midnight Rider. Man, this is one of those songs that just get you up, get you ready to go, get you ready to get in the game. This and Christa Berg's Revolution are two just awesome songs. This is Jethro Tull. It's called Broadsword. Man, a great song. And I love the heck out of it. And now you're pumped up, see, because I see a dark sail on the horizon. Ready to go. I'm ready to get after it. All right, Ron Paul made an appearance on the John Gibson show, radio show, here recently. And, of course, Gibson is an idiot. And further demonstrates that, as you'll hear in this clip. that's playing right now.
So when did the emails start flowing in? It was about, what, 6 months ago?
Oh, my God. I didn't know who he was. And they were just buckets of them.
Hundreds every day.
Hundreds and hundreds every day. How come you're not doing anything about Ron Paul?
And then we found the symbiosis between the people who vote for him or want to vote for him and conspiracy theories.
Yeah, this is the most troubling thing of all. Joining me now on the phone is Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman, I have been troubled a little bit. You have associated yourself in some ways with these people that we call 9/11 truthers who think that the U.S. government was in on the 9/11 attacks. Do you also believe that's true?
No, and I wouldn't say I associate with them. They associate with me. But there's no way a candidate can control every thought process of everybody who supports them.
Well,
so I don't think it's a relevant concern.
But you go on Alex Jones' show, and he's one of the leading 9/11 truthers. I've heard Alex Jones talk to you about the, you know, 9/11 conspiracy theories, and I've never heard you just overtly deny them. Will you now? Will you come say right here and now that you completely disavow this 9/11 truth movement and the whole idea that the U.S. government was in on the 9/11 attacks?
Yes, I do. But, you know, not to talk to Alex Jones is sort of, and only wait for the interviews where with people who agree, I would never be allowed to be on Fox. Because they were a promoter of war.
Congressman, with all due respect, when you go on Alex Jones, you get this, and you never get this on Fox.
And folks, I'm telling you, they'd operate death camps in a minute. They take your baby by their hind legs and bash their brains out on a pillar in a second.
That's pretty standard Alex Jones fare.
Yeah, but I would consider preemptive war just as violent to take a position that we should go to war and initiate war, which we've never done in our history, and now the war is being planned and there is a war propaganda move to go into Iran. I consider that a lot more violent statement than what we just heard.
Well,
don't you think so?
No, I don't, actually. I think Alex Jones is he's propagating an incredible fear among the American people about its own government. There's a difference to say, look, we're afraid of Iran for a reason. And there might be a need to attack a reason. We could, Iran, you could argue about whether you want to do that or not, but to propagate fear of our own government that it is out to violently kill you, to, as he put it, take your baby by its ankles and smash its head against a pillar, and that the U.S. government was involved in the 9/11 attacks, I really think that you're making a big mistake going on there and associating yourself with those views and making all these people that listen to Alex Jones believe that you agree with them.
I think you make a giant mistake to try to accuse me that I'm defending everything Alex Jones said. That's very unfair, and it's very not, very decent for you to accuse me.
Well, I mean,
what's the purpose of what you're doing here in this process other than trying to belittle what I believe? Why don't you talk to me about what I believe?
What do you believe about the 9/11 attacks?
I think our foreign policy has significant advantage. It elicited the violent nature of some Muslims, and those who have done any significant investigation and study of what motivates suicide terrorism talk to Michael Schur. It's occupation. What you need to do is check and see what Wolfowitz said, who is the champion neoconservative warmonger. He said that it was delightful that we were in Iraq. Now we can remove one of the incentives that Osama bin Laden had, and that was our troops in Saudi Arabia. He actually acknowledged exactly my argument.
Do you still believe that mall security guards are doing a better job than American troops, as you told John Ziegler the other night?
Who's doing a better job?
Mall security guards.
Oh, well, I think just like Alex Jones will do, he'll try to put words in my mouth. I think that's exactly what happened there. I know my argument was that private security is better than government security, generally speaking.
Maybe you were misspeaking, but what Alex...
Oh, maybe you have helped to misinterpret it.
Well, I have the bit
You're
of
trying
tape.
To put words in my mouth, too, just like Alex Jones.
All right,
said.
Well, let me just play it.
Well, you don't think that our military...
It makes it a lot easier to kill Americans when we're in their country...
Nope.
Than it is to come over here.
It's a hell of a lot easier, to use your terminology, to blow up a mall if they could pull it off, because people in a mall aren't armed.
But we have security. That's a
So you're saying that security guards in a mall do a better job than U.S. Marines in Iraq?
So far, they're doing pretty well. We haven't had...
Well, you said so far, yeah.
Yeah, well, first off, those aren't real conversations when everybody interrupts you and you're not allowed to explain yourself, so I don't think that's a rational discussion. But
are U.S. troops doing a great job
there
in Iraq?
There you go again. But Osama bin Laden has been very explicit that he doesn't really worry too much right now, because we're right where he can come and get us. I mean, his organization has been growing by leaps and bounds. Now we're using as an excuse to stay in Iraq that the Al-Qaeda's there. Well, why are they there? It's because we're there. It's the reaction. You've got to understand someday there is such a principle as blowback and unintended consequences.
You didn't think Saddam Hussein was any kind of a threat?
Absolutely not. Not in the military sense. I mean, biggest threat...
No, in the terrorism sense.
The biggest threat has been the threat to our liberties and this war that is liable to spread.
It's going to be fine with you if foreigners who may have American citizenship now, or maybe just here in a green card, or maybe be here illegally, who talk on cell phones that can't be traced, it's okay with you if we don't use any sort of espionage means to listen to those phone calls?
No, you're sort of distorting things. Matter of fact, let me tell you what I did right after 9/11 on the IR committee. I introduced and passed in the IR committee a resolution that no individuals could come into this country that was deemed, you know, a terrorist nation. And what happened to that resolution that passed in the House was removed by the administration in the conference report. And I wanted to be more restrictive on allowing these people come in.
I'm talking about people who are already here. I'm talking about people who are going around the Midwest, going around Texas, your own state, buying untraceable phones, having 1,000 of them in the back of their car, and going back into Muslim communities and selling those phones. For what purpose, if not to be listened to by this government? Why doesn't that seem like a threat to you?
Well, it is, but it's not an excuse to destroy the liberties of all Americans and introduce the notion of national ID cards.
Let's talk about listening to people who would be making calls to arrange terrorism in this country. You are for letting the Constitution protect them and allow them to operate and kill us?
Wrong. Don't put those words in my mouth.
Well, I'd like to understand this.
Well, what about the Fourth Amendment?
What about it?
Well, use the Fourth Amendment and spy on whoever you want by getting permission. But don't give the government and the president and the executive branch blanket authority to spy on any American anytime they want.
Where is an instance of that happening?
They do it all the time, literally to the tune of thousands of people who are monitored. Today, they don't have to have search warrants. Today, we have violated the principle of habeas corpus.
Congressman Ron Paul. Okay, thanks a lot.
Dim witted individual. I mean, my gosh. That's right. You don't let the guy talk. You know, look, this is something that's not done in presidential campaigns in the past, where you run over candidates and just talk over them. I have never in my life seen Ron Paul, a presidential candidate, regardless of how far off people think he is, or any candidate for that matter, treated in a way that he is treated on radio and television. I mean, it's uncalled for. I mean, if you want this to be about ideas, and the thing is, they don't want it to be about ideas. The idea is a bad thing. Everybody's just supposed to go along in lockstep and just... Well, John Gibson on Fox said it's so it must be so. Okay, I'm following along. I'm a little automaton. All right, back in a minute. It just never ends.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Been hunting for Osama bin Laden for 6 years now. John Gibson, very, very concerned about it. What about the Fourth Amendment? He says to Ron Paul, let's get rid of that so we're safe from Osama bin Laden. This from FoxNews.com. An article Wednesday, December the 26th, 2001, report, bin Laden already dead. Osama bin Laden has died a peaceful death due to an untreated lung complication, the Pakistan Observer reported, citing a Taliban leader who allegedly attended the funeral of the al-Qaeda leader. Coalition troops are engaged in a mad search operation, but they would never be able to fulfill their cherished goal of getting Osama alive or dead, the source said. Bin Laden, according to the source, was suffering from a serious lung complication and succumbed to the disease in mid-December, in the vicinity of the Tora Bora Mountains. The source claimed that bin Laden was laid to rest honorably in his last abode, and his grave was made as per his Wahhabi beliefs. About 30 close associates of bin Laden and al-Qaeda, including his most trusted and personal bodyguards, his family members, and some Taliban friends attended the funeral rites. A volley of bullets were also fired to pay final tribute to the great leader. The Taliban source who claims to have seen bin Laden's face before burial said he looked pale but calm, relaxed, and comforted and confident. When asked whether bin Laden had been buried and where, the source said, "I'm sure that, like other places in Tora Bora, that particular place, too, must have vanished."
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho.
Yeah.
Hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see
yes, John Gibson, there you go. You and Bill Maher can share a room. Let's go to the phone. Byron in Canada. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
You're
on, sir. I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Just a new listener of about 3 or 4 days, I guess.
Cool. Glad you found us.
Hey, yeah, I want to ask you a couple quick. Do you think Osama is dead, by the way? But that's not what I want to. You think he is dead?
Yeah, he's been dead a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you go all over Pakistan and Afghanistan on dialysis?
Yeah. Well, these tapes that's been coming out, then more than likely than for sure, probably the government has been putting them out than themselves.
Oh, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, we've seen situations where tapes have come out and they've been just recycled video over and over.
What I phoned you about was that interview with Gibson. To me, in all honesty, Ron didn't do to himself any good by the way he answered some of the questions. Alex Jones, and he's another one. I just started listening to this station not too long ago, and I listen. Man, he does get kind of, you know, really, really involved, I guess, or I don't know if that's the right word or not. And you know, he gets very, very passionate.
Sure.
But you know, the thing is, on that 9/11, I mean, you know, there is so much evidence there, at least enough to warrant a real investigation to what, you know, really happened. I mean, unless you don't want to believe your eyes, you know, the least that Ron Paul should have said, well, you know, I think there should have been a more thorough investigation, and said, I don't believe it. And Alex Jones likes putting words in my mouth, because Alex Jones, probably it wasn't for him, Ron Paul wouldn't be where he's at now, I don't think, anyway.
I think
Alex has raised a heck of a lot of money for him, and for him is almost like, what was a disciple at Peter denying Jesus? Right. And he goes, well, Alex tried to put words in my mouth, and you know, I don't believe in that conspiracy. I don't think he done himself any good by making those statements.
Yeah, you know, and going on shows like that really is a waste of time.
Yeah, well, he should stay away from him, because he knows he's going to get peppered with that. And for him to come out, and like I said, Alex is a very, very strong, or he was anyway, and I don't know if he's heard this, a strong supporter of him, and I know they've raised a lot of money, and for him to come out and make some of the statements that he did, I know if I was Alex, I wouldn't be very happy.
I've tried to get Ron Paul on this program. I've talked to his office, I've sent emails to his office, I've talked to him as well, and still no reply, you know, about anybody from the campaign coming on.
Yeah,
which kind of bothers me. But yet he'll go on John Gibson, knowing he's going to get mowed down.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he's looking at where he could probably get the biggest audience possibly.
Sure.
But I mean, the thing is, like I said, for somebody that's, you know, like me, that's, you know, listening in and stuff, then listen to the remarks that he made tonight. You know, if I was voting there, I mean, I'd still vote for the guy. I mean, there's not much other choice out there. But I don't really think he did himself any favors at all.
Well, you know, I think you ought to come on this program. I mean, you know, he's going to events in cities around all over the country where 1,000 people are showing up. Hey, we can do more. We can do better than that, and him have an open platform, and he can sit at home in his office in his underwear.
Yeah.
And do the interview. I mean, as opposed to having to traipse all over the place.
Yeah.
And I wish that, you know, we were getting a little bit more from the Paul campaign from Patriot Radio. I mean, I think, you know, we're here, we're his biggest supporters. I think it wouldn't hurt for him to come talk to us some more.
No, I agree 100% with you.
All right, man, I appreciate your call, Byron. Thanks for listening. All right, final half hour around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Monday night here. Looking forward to this Friday night with the Young Guns Roundtable with Lee Rogers of ProGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. Always good. Every couple of weeks we have them on. And we spend a couple hours just digging through the news. And it's always nice hearing other opinions about things and what we're seeing. So they'll be on Friday night. Another guest we've got coming up this week. I think Dr. Corsi will be with us next week to talk about a number of things that have gone on with this run to bring this into the North American Union to fruition. We've got Mexican trucks across the border now, and so much to talk about. Driver's licenses with the North American Union logo on the back. So we'll get into that, and we're lining more and more people up to be on the program. So tell your friends. Glad people like Byron have just found the show, and more people are starting to tune in, and I'm so appreciative of that. And the fact that you tune in every night, both here on Republic Broadcasting and on TrueNet Radio. And I want to just say thank you for spending your time with us. It means a bunch. Okay, here's an article, and I've waited here to the last half hour to do it, because it's sick. But it just shows what these people are capable of. If your stomach turns easy, I'd leave. Just walk out of the room for a minute. Federal prosecutor arrested in child sexting. A U.S. Justice Department official has been arrested on suspicion of traveling to Detroit over the weekend to have sex with a minor. When I first saw this part of it, I thought, you know, okay, so he's gone to have sex with a 13 or 14-year-old. He met over the internet. No, it's far worse. John David R. Acheson, 53. He's an assistant U.S. attorney from the Northern District of Florida. He was arraigned in U.S. District Court in Detroit on Monday afternoon. An undercover officer posed as a mother, offering her child to Acheson for sex, according to police. Prosecutors said Acheson flew from Pensacola, Florida to Detroit on Sunday, intending to have sex with a 5-year-old girl. He was arrested at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. He is charged with enticement of a minor to engage in sexual activity. According to authorities, Acheson made contact with a detective working undercover for the Macomb County Sheriff's Department. The detective, acting as the child's mother, allegedly arranged a sexual encounter between Acheson and her 5-year-old daughter, police said. In deposition, detectives said Acheson suggested the mother tell her daughter that you found her a sweet boyfriend who will bring her presents. The undercover detective expressed concern about physical injury to the 5-year-old girl as a result of the sexual activity. Detectives said Acheson responded, "I am always gentle and loving. Not to worry, no damage ever. No rough stuff ever. I only like it soft and nice." The undercover detective asked how Acheson can be certain of no injury. He responded, "Just gotta go slow and very easy. I've done it plenty." Acheson, a member of the Florida Bar Association since 1984, lives in Gulf Breeze, Florida. And to make it worse, he's president of the Gulf Breeze Sports Association, a youth athletics organization. This is sick. I'm a little sick, and he's married. Wife's a scientist teacher at Gulf Breeze High School. Wow. I mean, this is sick stuff. And this is the type of people that that in our halls of government, folks. Mark Foley, propositioning teenage boys on the internet. You've got Larry Craig wanting to engage in sex in a bathroom with a cop. You know, if it's with adults, you know, that if that floats your boat, go for it. But not with kids. And folks, I've seen, I'm getting some echo right now for some reason. We did foster care for a while, and we kept a little girl who came to us when she was 18 months old, suffering from genital warts because she'd been raped by a family member. 18 months old. Do you see how sick these people are? I mean, they're sick. These are the very same types of people who sit in the halls of power. They're psychopaths and they're sociopaths. And they don't have any compunction whatsoever about taking and doing things to your daughter or your little boy. Bohemian Grove, where they go in and engage with teenage kids. Sick. Sick, sick, sick. I mean, it's just absolutely sick. I mean, my stomach turned when I saw that. These, as I say, these are the people. These are the ones. You need to mark it down, folks. This is the type of people that run this country. They cannot be trusted. They won't get well. Because they're psychopathics and sociopaths. There's no turning it around for them. Ain't no amount of therapy going to fix it. None of it. Because they're sick and they're twisted. And the only thing that you can do is you can take them out back and line them up and put them out of our misery. That's the only thing you can do. You can put them in institutions. They thrive there. They like that. But it is sick, sick stuff. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Yeah. As sad and accurate as what you mentioned is absolutely the case.
Yeah.
That clip that you played just indicates how very sick and how very far down the discussion hole it has gone. For Mr. Paul not to be able to be enough aware to mention that there might be a criminal element within the government, not even our government, but the government, that could have facilitated and caused such things to happen. To even bring up PeterLance.com, Triple Cross versus 1,000 Years for Revenge, and give people a starting point to connect the dots and decide for themselves if they're still not sure. And for him to give such weak-kneed rebuttal to a discussion that is inimically important to the unwashed, the unaware, the uninvolved, or the uncaring, to the ultimate destiny of their great-grandchildren's well-being, then there's really not a whole lot of hope.
Oh. Well, yeah, I, you know, the hope factor, there's, it may not be a lot, but look, I, you know, I'm going to fight this regardless. I mean, it's, there's no choice.
Really having a hard time hearing you, Mike, but
as
okay.
I said, there's no choice in it, you know, because we've got to fight. I mean, there's just nothing, you know, we've got to stand in it. However we decide to fight this is how we have to go about it, whether it's, you know, with a bullhorn or an M16, one way or the other, it's going to get done, because failure is not an option, and just a fact.
I feel much the same way, Mike. I feel the same way.
You know, and I've been
at this a whole lot longer than you.
Oh, sure, I know you have.
I have been at this half of my life. You've been at this 2 years. I'd like to be able to finish my statement and even over if Henry
does. Hold on. No, I give you plenty of time to talk, Bill. So go ahead, finish your statement, and then I'll make mine.
I would point out to you that some of us have been at this long enough to remember another time and another place and another candidate who, much like Mr. Paul, raised great expectations constitutionally, if not intergovernmentally, in regard to a clean, non-criminal element participating in a national leadership. And all of a sudden it devolved into the same corporate discussion and weak-kneed responses that then dissipated all the effort of the patriot community and essentially threw the election to the Nazis. And this radio station, this one in particular, and I've mentioned it to a number of hosts, always allowed the discussion of the Jew, the Jew, the Jew. And we never hear anything about the Khazarian, Sabbatean Nazis that ran World War One and World War Two and the banking associated with it. And because of that, I have worked diligently to bring to the attention of the leadership of this radio station in particular, hopefully that it would get out to the rest of the Patriot community, ChemistMagazine.com, and
okay,
Kohl's.
Okay. Okay,
I'll
let you make a statement. Bill, I can let you make a statement, but not speeches.
I would hope that would be a national focus of a presidential campaign that would educate people how and why at a local level these criminals can then inveigle their way into a national control situation.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, look, I'm happy to let you come on and have a discussion, but and I like you, Bill, but I'm not going to allow speeches. I'm sorry. As to the comment, you know, about what other hosts do. Look, I do my thing. Here's what I subscribe to. My theory, you know, what Rick Adams does, what other hosts do, is out of my control. And if you go and if you, you know, when I run my own little network, if you go in and tell people what to start talking about and what not to talk about, first thing everybody starts screaming about is censorship. And I don't want that. The way I subscribe to it from this standpoint. Everybody's guilty. It's Murder on the Orient Express. Where if you haven't read the book or haven't seen the movie, in the end everybody's done it. Everybody's guilty. Everybody killed the guy. And this is no different. Everybody's got their piece in it, whether it's the Jews, it's the Zionists, it's the Jesuits, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. They've all got a piece in it. And they're all just as freaking guilty. And their time's coming. But the thing with Ron Paul is he goes into a hornet's nest. And where these guys are basically, essentially talk show hitmen. And what they do is they set these people up exactly for this. It's a tactic, and they do it so well. And they eat these people up and get them to say things that sound dumb. And they walk away feeling like they've done their job. And that's it in a nutshell. Mary in Georgia, welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. I kind of come in at the last minute of your show. I thought you had a guest. I want to make a comment on what you was talking about the last few minutes about that guy that was molesting a 5-year-old.
Yeah, it was a sting operation. But Mary, this stuff goes on and it is sick.
Oh, I know, Mike. Well, you know, the Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness, and there's stuff going on there. Most of the people in the world live in a fantasy world. They don't realize what all kind of wicked stuff is going on out there. And I'm glad that I'm not God, because he's a whole lot merciful than I would be, because that guy talked about how he want to do everything slow and easy. Well, I'd have his took off slow and easy, too. But God's got a whole lot of mercy than I do, because this evil is so widespread out there, and people just don't see it. They live in a fantasy world. They think, you know, they go to their job, and they cook their supper, and they watch TV, and they go to bed, and they don't realize all the evil that's actually going on out there in the world.
No, and the fact that these people run in packs. I mean, they all come to town together.
Yeah.
And they raise hell, and because they can't create, Mary. They don't have the ability to create or make anything good. All they can destroy is hurt.
They want the ability to create, though, don't they?
Yeah. They envy us so much because we can love, and they can't. They hate the fact that we can love. Because they're not able to. They're not able to have normal relationships with people. I mean, this Atchison guy's a case in point. wanting to go and have sex with five-year-olds. That's sick. It's twisted. These people, this is a guy that's not even good in an institution. He needs to be just walked out back behind the building and slow and easy somebody pull the trigger and get it over with. Because this guy, you can't rehabilitate these people. Nothing. You might as well spend the 50 cents on the bullet, take them out back instead of $30,000 a year for three hots and a cot.
Well, the world rather put away an innocent baby that hadn't been born yet and let these freaks walk around free.
Yeah, indeed, it's very twisted. Mary, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, we've aborted, 40 million babies in this country? And we act like it's some constitutional right?
Well, a woman has a choice over her body.
And 40 million aborted. And guys like this Atchison guy are able to run around for years and years, perpetrating on little 5- and 6-year-old girls. Back in a minute with a final segment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Right? Against that?
No!
We will run! And we will live.
Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Final segment of the show. What a great segment for the movie Braveheart. God, I love that movie. That's a great movie. If you've not seen it, you should. Matter of fact, my son was wanting me to buy the DVD the other night, and I should have done it. Because you can watch that bad boy over and over. And about William Wallace. And the quest for freedom in Scotland. And, folks, it doesn't matter whether it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 500 years ago. The desire to be free is the same everywhere. That everybody should be able to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our problem is we've just allowed a bunch of these criminals and thugs and these psychopaths to subvert our way of life and to change how things are seen and done. And they're allowed to lie continuously and tell us all kinds of crap. And people just go on and believe it. They think, whoa, the government wouldn't do anything bad to us. No, would they? When in fact, they plotted our demise year after year after year at these little Bilderberger conferences. They want $200 a barrel oil. And they're going to get it. And folks, let me tell you when it happens. This economy is toast. That's why they want this to happen in Iran. So they can blow everything up. Here in this country. Set the Mideast ablaze and go in and try to claim as many of the resources as you possibly can. And then in the end, let's start World War III. Because, the military-industrial complex benefits mighty and greatly. And that helps bring along a one-world government throughout the world. Look what happened to Europe after World War II. That's why this EU has been so easy to implement for them. They started quickly after World War II with these mining federations and things coming together with the European Common Market. And now into the European Union with a single currency. Sound kind of familiar, doesn't it? And we're going to sit and merge regulations and how countries operate and eliminate the borders. They're wanting to steal your jobs. They're wanting to steal your livelihood. They're wanting to steal food from your table. And they're wanting to steal your country and give it away. And we're just going to sit back and allow that to happen? Is that what we're here for? Is that what we want? Do we want to allow these psychopaths like this Atchison guy run around and literally attacking five-year-olds? Sick. Do we want to sit and run around and live in a country where psychopaths and sociopaths suck and feed off the lifeblood of this country? And still claim that we're free and that we live according to the Constitution. Not me. All right, that's it for tonight's program. Everybody, you have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Hey, find somebody you love. And tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. Because that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody, have a great night. God bless.
It's true.